The first full day of the session. I'm Peter Leone. I am chairman of the board. Actually, my Italian relatives would have loved for me to say I'm chairman of the board. It has a different connotation in Italian families. But I'm the board chair for the National Coalition of STD Directors. And I will introduce a few people today. It's a real pleasure to be here. And it's distinctly different than when we were in Jacksonville. I think what we talked about yesterday about the political climate and the ability to actually talk about sexual health, sexuality in an open format, no matter what happens, and I actually do believe, as you'll probably hear from the town hall meeting, we're going to get some version of health care reform, that there's a real opportunity for us to actually talk openly about things. So with that, I want to introduce Bill Smith. Bill Smith is the new executive director of the National Coalition of STD Directors, and the connection to Jacksonville is that Bill was unceremoniously removed from speaking at that meeting because of politics. And it's really difficult still for me to wrap my brain around that we had that sort of intrusion in the work that we do. So I find it refreshing that we're here today. Bill has been working in the field of sexual and reproductive health for more than a dozen years. He joined NCSD in January, so he's still quite new to this, but his level of enthusiasm is amazing. To have someone who is articulate, excited, really knows how to work with people, and understands policy and politics up in the Hill is a tremendous, I think, growth and boon for us as program folks, in particular people out in the field. In the previous 10 years prior to joining NCSD, he ran public policy for the Sexual Information Education Council, or SECUS. And he led the agency's efforts to advance sexual health policy both domestically and internationally, and is best perhaps known for his tireless work to speak out against abstinence only until marriage. And in particular, learned how to buy time until the time was right to actually get some new things in place. There's a lot to learn from Bill. I'm anxious and thrilled to be able to continue to work with him. I'm going to sit down and let Bill introduce himself and give you a little bit of his vision for NCSD and the field. Bill.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Hey.
Good morning. As Peter said, I'm the still relatively new executive director at NCSD. It's like my 8-week anniversary yesterday. So there are much more, there are much wiser people in the room than me. But what I wanted to do this morning in my brief period of time is talk a little bit about what the vision for NCSD's work looks like going forward and try and connect some of it to what John is going to be speaking about this morning. And I'm going to correct the record a little bit on the Jacksonville conference. I promised John I would do that. First of all, I've spent the first 2 months really trying to understand the amazing work of our members, our associate members and our full members, and I'm still on a learning curve. So my thanks to all of you who've given me guidance, advice, wisdom, prods, pushes, and other less delicate input. But it has really been helpful to me. And I think going forward, what's most important to share is that NCSD is really going to be taking a much more prominent role in trying to bring a voice to the work of our members. And I think it looks like a couple things. First of all, it looks like working with traditional and non-traditional partners and really scaling up our efforts to provide additional resources for the work all of you are doing day to day. And I hope that this isn't just talk. You'll see that we've been circulating a community sign-on letter that we did with our colleagues from ASHA, asking Congress for a significant boost in funding for STD prevention activities. We've drilled further down in our Hill work by working with House and Senate appropriators to draft language that accompanies a monetary request. It's called report language, to talk about how all of you need flexibility in the use of your dollars to meet the epidemics as you see them in your own communities and to address workforce issues. This is the sort of minutia that we should be doing in Washington, that we are doing in Washington, and that we hope impacts the programs that all of you are doing on the ground. So we've hit the ground running on that. But I think it also involves asking some very difficult questions that probably haven't been asked in so direct a way in a very long time. They are questions like, should we still be talking about syphilis elimination? Is there a different framework other than elimination that can help drive resources and create more effective programming on the ground? Another tough question. How do we move forward with PCSE? My dear friend Kevin's here. How do we move forward in supporting PCSE and integration without losing the unique and special contributions that STD programs offer? How do we not get swallowed up? Really important questions that I know all of you share. Another tough question, why do we continue to allow politicians to disregard the data about the epidemics that we have, the racial and ethnic disparities that exist, the homophobia that continues to exacerbate rates of STDs and HIV among MSMs, and while I'm at it, not to the neglect of other areas, but what about the South? What about the South? And we have to have that rallying cry. And number four, I think it's time to ask the questions, lead the discussion, and seek answers for a new and robust discussion about the role of condoms as a primary prevention method and safer sex education. The days of sexless sex education, HIV prevention, STD prevention should be over. But it also means, and I really took Dr. Fagy's, wasn't that an amazing keynote last night? Holy moly. He called all of us to action by talking about how we have to be more political. Now, what you need to know about me is I am a total political dork. I love the politics and the policy stuff. But being political isn't just running for office, right? I continue to be stymied by the notion that we think that we're not allowed to petition our lawmakers. If not you, who? So I understand that when you're on the public dollar, you shouldn't be making calls to your representatives from your work phone during work hours. But you also wear the hat of a private citizen. And change happens in this country because we demand it. Remember that. We have to speak out. I can tell you, having done this work in Washington for 10 years, what we consistently hear from lawmakers is they never hear from us. I think they're fibbing. But we have a responsibility in our role as citizens to do the advocacy. Peter mentioned, on the political front, Peter mentioned the Jacksonville Conference. Because what you may know is I have an interesting relationship with this conference. And in my previous work at CECAS, the previous administration didn't like me too much. And battling the abstinence-only until marriage programs that they favored. So when they found out I was on a panel, the domestic policy council at the White House, I believe this came to their attention at the time, intervened and asked that either I step aside, and John can correct the story if I've got it wrong, but either step aside or it was going to get canceled, that session. Now, I was mad. Let's be clear. I was not happy. But the work goes on, and ultimately that story reflects how political our work is. So I worked with John, and I stepped aside. That panel went on, and it should have gone on, and it was the right call for John and DSTDP to have made because the panel happened, and the abstinence only until marriage folks looked foolish. So I share that story with you not because, you know, my Catholic penchant for martyrdom, but because we must be more political, and being political going forward means when my good friend Bruce Trigg asked the question last night at the plenary, what do we do to prevent the political winds from undermining everything that we do when the political winds are in our favor? What do? We build a better house. The political winds are a storm, and we are now in the process of taking advantage of the current environment to build a better house. That means working on the national HIV/AIDS strategy to make sure that STDs aren't just included, but that they are prioritized, and tackling the domestic situation. But it, thanks. But it also means embracing sexual health and joining the rest of the world and embracing a framework that ultimately leads to the notion and the mantra in the international arena of sexual and reproductive health and rights. SRHR, my friend Sevgi is nodding her head. That is the mantra in the international arena, and it's time we join it. And I know this is exactly what John's going to be talking about this morning. So John, we're looking forward from NCSD and our members' perspective and working with you in advancing this notion over the next many years and in your new gig and building a better house so that we can all have a better future together. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Bill. Well, this is sort of a bittersweet moment. I've known John for a long time, and this is the last time John is going to be addressing this group in his current capacity as director for the Division of STD Prevention. And, you know, I love this guy because he has a huge heart. There's no guile in John, and he truly is a public health person. I don't run into people who I can say that about every day in most of our environments, even though a lot of them are my friends. And I appreciate that about you. I feel good, though, that we still will find room to interact, to talk. I'm glad you're going to be working with Kevin closely in the center as I always have to look at this as the chief medical officer for the center. And hopefully you continue to carry the message and have the contact with us around STDs. I'm going to miss you in this role, but I really look forward, John, to seeing you in other ways. And don't forget about us in North Carolina. John is a Davidson graduate, and although his son is a Duke fan, which I don't hold that against him, he does come to North Carolina and actually gets into UNC basketball games, although this year it wouldn't have been much of a treat. So you all know John. I want to make sure John gets our full attention and our full time, but I actually do want to thank you, John, for all the work that you've done. And as a friend, I just want to say that I'm happy and I'm sad at the same time. So thank you, John, for everything that you've done for us.